Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some more drama in Washington. Two of the worst members of Congress are Louie Gohmert from Texas and Andy Clyde from Georgia. Andy Clyde is the guy who said that the January 6th insurrectionists were like tourists. They love the cops. They were just in there. Just a bunch of fellas walking around, taking in the sights. That's what he said. Then a picture surfaced of him frantic with a bunch of other guys pushing up furniture against a door to stop the insurrectionists from coming in and killing him and every other member of Congress. Andy Clyde is simply bad news, but he's not quite as bad news as Louie Gohmert of Texas. Louie Gohmert is a guy who gave speeches to the group called the Oath Keepers. And Louie Gohmert is a guy who thinks that you should be able to carry, that you should be able to pack heat, you should be able to carry a shooter under the floor of the Capitol. So, you know, kind of a indirect, implied threat. I mean, I'm sure he thinks that they can open carry on the floor of the Capitol, shut down debate, chill everybody's blood. Well, Nancy Pelosi thinks differently, and I side with her. And the majority, all of the Democrats and many of the Republicans side with her. They do not want people carrying a shooter under the floor of the Capitol. So she put up metal detectors. People blew them off. They walked around them. Lauren Boebert, the woman from Colorado, from Rifle, Colorado, rifle woman, carried a Glock onto the floor, reportedly. She was sort of proud of that, snuck it in, I don't know, under her skirt, in her purse, who knows where she brought it in. A couple of other people said they did too. And what they do is they avoid the metal detector because they don't want it going off. Well, Nancy Pelosi put in a system of fines. First offense, $5,000. If you walk around the metal detector, or if it goes off and you basically give the guards the finger and you walk in onto the floor, $5,000. The next time, $10,000. Some of these people, Gohmert and Clyde, have racked up quite a bit, $15,000 or more. Now, if it was just a question of she finds them, sends them a bill, they tell her to drop dead, and then she has to go to court, that would not be effective. But what she does is she has the power over their paychecks that are issued by the House clerk, the administrative staff. And she directs them to withhold $5,000 from each of them. And then $10,000, total of $15,000, I think so far, maybe it's gone up a little bit. And now they're getting the message and they're obeying the metal detector. They don't want it to go up too much more. Well, these two characters have brought suit. They brought suit to before a judge saying that they have a Second Amendment right to carry arms onto the floor of the Congress and the Capitol. It's not going to go anywhere. The Second Amendment gives people the right to bear arms, and they should be able to bear arms, and that's not in question. But there's certain places you can't bear arms. You can't bear arms on an airplane, because you do not want people, insane people, criminals, jihadists, insurrectionists, to shoot the pilot or to shoot the flight attendant. They already punched the flight attendant if they're told to wear a mask. Nobody, and I mean nobody in the Congress, is pushing to have weapons carried on airplanes. And the reason is members of Congress fly on airplanes. They take care of themselves very, very well. They pander to their ideological base, the cult, the QAnon cult, to a point, but not to a point of suicide. But they think here they have an issue because, well, you know, who cares? Andy Clyde and Louie Gohmert are never going to, or almost never going to, or probably wouldn't, or possibly wouldn't, shoot anybody on the floor. They might display it, a little glint of it, to try to intimidate people. That shuts down debate, and the Congress doesn't want that. Congress doesn't want that. And so it's important that these fines be upheld by a judge. Now, the question of a judge's jurisdiction in the first place to tell a co-equal branch of government that they have to permit weapons on the floor is not only questionable, I don't think a judge has that jurisdiction. If Congress passed a law saying that people could carry guns into courtrooms, the judiciary would overrule that because they're co-equal. They do not want somebody sitting there get angry at a verdict, what a judge says, pulling out a gun and plugging them. They don't want that. And I don't want that. And you don't want that. So co-equal branches of government have no business getting in each other's face. In this case, any judge worth his salt or her salt is going to say, I have no jurisdiction over this. The Congress has voted that they don't, by majority vote, that they do not want weapons on the floor in the Capitol, on the floor of the Congress. People carry them, you know, at home, they carry them wherever they want. If it's lawful, if it's a concealed carry state, open carry state, you can carry it there. You can do whatever is lawful. But right now the law is what the Congress says it is, and this is very reasonable. So stand by, we'll see what happens. Whatever happens, there will be an appeal. If Gohmert and Clyde, some lower level judge with you know, thinks he's a big shot, Republican leanings, goes, well, I'm going to tell what, the Congress, that these people can carry on the floor of the House, that is going to be appealed and that's going to be overturned. On the other hand, it's more likely a judge would say, well, they're a co-equal branch of government. I don't let guns in my courtroom. I don't want to get shot up on the bench. And we are not going to let guns in the House because the Congress doesn't want it. And they decide the rules of the House. So what is it? What is the pathology here that is driving people to try to make an issue of this, which is a pretty kind of low-level issue in a sense in the Second Amendment debate? For instance, nobody but nobody argues seriously that you can bring guns on airplanes. Nobody but nobody argues seriously that you can carry weapons into a courtroom. You have a metal detector in courtrooms, and they frequently, you'd be surprised what they come up with, frequently knives, sometimes guns. If people go around the metal detector, they get arrested. And what Congress is saying, that the Congress is the same way. They're not going to permit this. So why did Gohmert and Clyde, two of the most obtuse, frankly, who have voted against the interests of the United States in their home states their entire times in the Congress, why do they make an issue of this? They're making an issue of this solely to appeal to the cult base, to the Trump base, the cult of Trump. We're the guys who stood up for Second Amendment rights. The House is not an airplane. The House chamber is not only not an airplane, it's not a court. So we should be able to do it. And they're going to lose, but they're going to say, we fought. We fought the deep state. That's why they're kind of doing this. That's the same reason that Ron Johnson deliberately got himself thrown off of Twitter, of YouTube, rather, for 7 days by posting a message urging people to take a dangerous drug for COVID, just so he can say to the cult base, I was with Trump. Deep state got me. That's what's going on here. It's a gotcha deep state moment. I'm very tired of these guys. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground.